the north side of Campo dei Fiori. We are on the north side of Campo dei Fiori Massive. Here extends the Site of Community Importance, SCI, called North Side of Campo dei Fiori, or in Italian, Versante Nord del Campo dei Fiori, code IT201003, where in the summit areas you can admire extensive beechwoods, oakwoods, lindenwoods and limestone cliffs, where various birds of prey nest, and you can discover a rare vegetation typical of rocky environments. No less interesting are the lower sectors that host two important wetlands, the Carach peat bog near Castello Cabiaglio and the Lake Brinzio, where the management consortium of the Campo dei Fiori Regional Park is based. In addition to being an SCI for the fauna and flora present, this area is also identified as an SAC, or Special Area of Conservation. Let's start with the lower sectors and the wetlands. The Carach peat bog is a wetland in the process of being buried. However, there is still a residue of marsh and shore vegetation, although threatened by the spread of ash and buried hygrophilous vegetation. In this peat bog, there are some floristic species protected under the Regional Law 33 of 1977, such as Aquilegia atrata, Gentiana asclepidea, Cyclamen purpurascens, Convallaria maialis, Galanthus nivalis. As regards the fauna, there is a particularly relevant species from a naturalistic point of view, the Lataste frog. Brinzio Lake is instead a small lake fed by the Intrino and the Rio di Brinzio streams. The lake is gradually being silted up, mainly due to the diversion of the Intrino stream, which took place in the 19th century due to anthropogenic causes. The Intrino stream originally flowed into the Brivola stream, an emissary of Brinzio Lake. Its inflow into the lake resulted in an important solid transport in the basin, favoring its burial. A settling tank was recently set up just before the inflow of the Intrino stream into the lake, but this does not seem to have solved the problem and the burial continues fast, so much so that the depths of the basin are now less than 1 meter. At the same time, the marsh vegetation, especially the sedges, is progressively invading the pond, whose dimensions have halved in recent decades. The dredging of the lake, the cutting of the marsh vegetation, and the settlement of the instability on the banks of the Intrino stream should, in any case, slow down the closure. From a forest standpoint, the element of great interest in this area is represented by the presence of black alder and ash willow. The lake is a site of particular importance for amphibians, such as frogs, salamanders and toads, who find here the best conditions for reproduction. In this area, it is also possible to observe birds of great interest, such as the grey heron, the moorhen, the water rail, the kingfisher and the yellow wagtail. However, the upper sector of the massif sees the Triassic-Liassic-Carbonatic series emerge in supportive conditions, structured in two series of rocky walls. These calcareous cliffs are characterized by a vegetation of considerable interest, such as, for example, Primula auricola and Primula hirsuta. The fauna is also noteworthy, in particular the birds of prey, which nest here quietly as the walls are very inaccessible and therefore quiet and undisturbed places for nests. In this sector, there are also some caves that are not used for tourism. There are about 15 karst cavities, all featuring a modest size, belonging to the karst system of Campo dei Fiori, widely developed in the southern sector of the massif. There are no particular fauna populations in the caves, with the exception of the Grotta dell'Allocco, occupied by a rich population of bats.